This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our words have real power. So recently, I had a conversation with two friends, and we were talking about taking an extravagant trip. And I said to them that I wasn't in the financial position today to take that trip, but I would be in the future. And as I said that to them, they both sort of giggled at my overemphasis of the word today. But it was my way of acknowledging that our words have power. So if I desire to do something and I'm not in the position, I will never claim that over my entire life or journey. I will just be really specific about this point in time in my life, but not over my entire life. And my conversation with them reminded me of the story in 2 Kings chapter 4, where Elijah blesses a woman who's been barren for some time with a child. Well, the child eventually fell ill and ultimately died in her lap. But she quickly saddles up her donkey to bring the child back to Elijah for him to heal and revive her son. As she encounters people along the way, she never claims what is happening in the natural. She never says, "My son has just died." And she just continues to claim and profess that all is well. This woman had a very pure faith, and she also understood the power of her words. And the words that I use to inspire me are, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Hebrews 11:1. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, respect the power of your tongue and speak positively over your life.